a quick question for you to think about or discuss. What advice would you give to your younger self? The reason why I ask is because as we've come to the end of this series, I'm aware that for many of us, there are times where we are finishing, and it might be recently, where we are coming to the end of a period of ministry. Because we've been thinking about, well, how do we act like Christians on a Tuesday morning? How do we act like Christians with our family? How do we represent Jesus to the people in our lives Monday to Saturday? I'm also aware that some of us, it's been a season that we're now coming towards the end of. That we've been involved in something for years and years and years, and then all of a sudden we feel like it's time to give that up now. And so that's why I chose this passage to finish with, because I hope you've been inspired to try something new. I hope you've been inspired to pray for your business partners, or you've been inspired to pray for your family, or been thinking about how you can act now. I hope you've taken something up. I hope you've been inspired to try something new. But for some of us, it's time to let go of some stuff. It's time to finish a certain season that we've been in. And so I came to this passage in Elijah, in 1 Kings, where we hear about Elijah and his relationship with Elisha. And they, 2 Kings, sorry, and it starts with this. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. I think that's quite symbolic for some of us. Because, I tell you what, there's nothing worse than people who don't know how to move on. I will give you an example. S Club 7 are still touring. S Club 7, that band. There's only three of them left. Yet they call them, they're like S Club 3. Yeah, they still tour. I saw Hanson. None of you know who that is. They were a long time ago, weren't they? Dooba, dub, they're still singing that song. There's nothing worse than when we see people and think, come on, just move on. The comedians who tell the same jokes. Or the people who try and live their lives through their kids because they still think they're going to make it as an England footballer, despite the fact they're 55 and have got a Zimmer frame. It's time to let that one die. And there's a sense that in all of us that we need to not only start things well, we not only need to keep doing things well and be faithful and keep doing it, but we also need to learn to finish well. We need to earn to end well. We need to learn to move on from where we may have been previously. And Elijah and Elisha, they cross over the river. They part, move on to the next thing. And there's a challenge for all of us in that, is that are we going to keep on moving, or do we just want to keep doing the same thing again and again and again? Because doing the same thing again and again and again is very comfortable, it's very easy, it's why they keep singing the same songs and why S Club 7 won't just give it a rest and try something different. Because they can't break out of that habit, and for all of us sometimes we get stuck in this rut of doing what we've always done, but we need to keep moving. Will we cross the river? Will we move on? Will we be able to let go of that stuff that we've been doing for all those years because there's something fresh that God wants to give us? The other reason I like this passage, as well as it being a symbol of moving and going forward, I really like the fact that Elijah has already decided who's coming after him. Have you ever had a mentor? Think back, maybe it was a couple of years ago. You ever had someone who met up with you once a month and chat to you? Have you got someone who was at work, kind of showed you the ropes? Someone who taught you? Someone who trained you up? Someone who would be ahead of you and have more experience to you and actually took time to stop and sit with you and like, I'm going to show you how you do this right. My question to you is, who are you doing that for? Who's coming after you? Because I'm really inspired by Elijah in this story, because he's already found the person who's going to come after him, Elisha, and he's already training him up. Who are the people in your life that you can think of, actually now, I'm going to pass on the baton to them? I can see in a few years' time I'm not going to be able to do this anymore, so I need to make sure there are people coming behind me who can take up this baton. And Elisha says, give me your cloak. Who are you leaving your cloak to? Who are you leaving your cloak to? Because if we don't leave our cloak to someone, if we don't have people we're passing this on to, if we don't have people which, and this isn't an age thing, This is all of us. This is all of us at different stages of our life looking to how can we help the people who are younger than us? How can we help those who are less experienced? How can we help those who are coming? This is for all of us. If we don't learn to leave our cloak to someone, then our ministry just becomes a distant memory. Our ministry just dies with us. But if we can leave our cloak to someone, then our ministry becomes a legacy. If we can leave stuff behind, if we can leave it for the next generation, if we can leave it for the people we're training, then our ministry becomes a legacy. It doesn't just stop with being a memory. Let me tell you, that's quite difficult to do. It's quite difficult to do. I used to have a job, and I was really happy with what I did. I instituted some new stuff, and I thought I had some cool ideas, and I was quite happy with how it was going. And then I left that job, and 6 months later, I was chatting to the person who took over it. And the first thing he was telling me, he was like, oh yeah, what we've done is we've got rid of this, this and this, because it wasn't working. And part of me's like, that was all my idea. I thought that was really good. We have a choice. How do we take that news? I was at first a little bit offended, I'm not going to lie. Part of me was like, well, it's because I wasn't doing this. If I was there, we'd be running it. Nah. He made the right decision. Of course he did. Because actually, I want the person who comes after me to do a better job than me. He made the right decision, but we still have that choice. Are we going to support the people who are coming behind us, who are coming under us, who are coming after us? Or are we going to slag them off? Am I going to be like, oh, you don't know what you're doing, you'll learn? No, he made the right decision. He was taking it further than I ever could. He's seeing success in that ministry far beyond anything that I ever achieved. Because he was the right person. I was there for the season, but actually he's got my cloak. And he's wearing it better than I am. And we need to support those people doing it. That's hard. It's hard to do. It's hard not to take it personally. It's very easy to slag off the next generation. If you don't believe me, I've got some quotes. They're out of touch hipsters who spend too much on coffee and too little on facial care. Many are spoiled, entitled, or both. They're talking about my generation now. Many young people are so pampered nowadays that they had forgotten that there was such a thing as walking. That one was written in 1951. So if you were born in 1930, they're talking about you on that one. Young people are high-minded because they've not yet been humbled by life, nor have they experienced the force of circumstances. They think they know everything and are always quite sure about it. That was Aristotle in the 4th century. The chairman alluded to the problem of young people and their English. Many of them didn't seem to be able to express or convey to other people what they meant. They couldn't put their meaning into words and found it difficult writing. Yeah, the youth, all their text language, isn't it? They don't know how to write anymore. They don't know. Actually, that was written in 1936. There's always the temptation. It's the same every time. To slag off those who come after us, the ones who are young, the ones who are different, the ones who are inexperienced. Jesus had the same temptation. When the people around him wanted to slag off the young and the kids who were just annoying and too loud and didn't know what they were doing. And Jesus said, how long will I have to deal with this corrupt generation? But let the little children come to me, for theirs is the kingdom. Jesus saw the problems in his own generation, but was so keen to encourage the little ones, the ones with less experience. Let the little children come to me and do not stop. All of us, this is not an age thing, for all of us, there are times we need to let stuff go. We need to move on. It might be a ministry, it might be a phase of life, it might be a friendship. We need to let it go and we need to move on to something better. We need to cross the river. And for all of us, there are people we need to be training. There's stuff that we are good at or experienced at, and we need to help those who are less experienced or younger or coming through. We need to pass on the cloak so our ministry becomes a legacy and not a memory. And may we all be challenged not to slag off those teenagers who are too noisy and don't know how to write. Let's all be challenged not to slag off the people who come after us, who come along and rip up all of our good ideas as soon as they get in charge, even though that hurts. May all of us hope and pray that the people who come after us wear our cloaks much better, and like Elisha, have a double blessing of anything that we ever have. Let's pray, and then Chance is going to lead some final song. Father, we thank you that you are the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. We thank you that the world does not revolve around us or our generation or our skill set, that you have been the God for generations and will still be God after this generation passes away. We ask that we would have the bravery and the courage to train others up, that we would encourage them even when we think they're not doing as good a job as we might. We ask that we would be people who are always looking to pass on the cloak and pray for those who are coming after us that they would do a better job than we ever did. Father, may you give us courage to keep moving forward and keep crossing the river and looking for people that we can pass the cloak on to. We ask this in your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Charity.